Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. We welcome you to our special guest audio series. So grab your pen.
Your pen.
Everything you need. We pray that you hear a word from the Lord that will change your life. Today, our guest audio teacher is Apostle Corey Thompson.
Tonight, Ezekiel chapter number 12, Ezekiel chapter number 12, Ezekiel chapter number 12. Hallelujah. I want to summon your senses and invite your intellect into the book of Ezekiel chapter number 12. And I need you to hold your finger there in chapter number 12 tonight. I need you to hold your finger there in chapter number 12. And while you do that, I need you to grab Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 8, Genesis 3 and 8, Genesis 3 and 8. So we have Ezekiel 12 and then Ezekiel and then Genesis chapter number 3. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. I'm excited about what God is doing in our midst. I am so excited about what he's doing in our midst tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, we've been in this series, The Capacity for Favor. And so tonight I want to share with you, hallelujah, out of the word of the Lord, Ezekiel chapter number 12. Ezekiel chapter number 12. And I want you to see verse, hallelujah, verse number 28. I'm going to read this out of the NIV tonight. Ezekiel chapter number 12 and verse number 28. Ezekiel 12 and 28. When you have it, I just need you to type on the screen tonight because I can't hear you. I just need you to type on the screen. Let's go. I need your participation tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter number 12. And you're going to find in that. I'm multitasking, y'all. Forgive me tonight. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. In that, you're going to find these words. Therefore, say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled, declares the sovereign Lord. I'm going to say that one more time. The word of the Lord, Ezekiel 12, 28, says, therefore say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled, declares the sovereign Lord. I need somebody to be excited about this tonight. I need you to understand, hallelujah, what God is saying to you tonight. And I've got great good gospel news for you tonight. I want to encourage you out of the word of the Lord and tell you tonight that there will be no delay. I need you to understand this by the Spirit of grace tonight, that I've heard from God today. And out of the scripture and out of the word, this word was ministered to me. It was spoken into my life this very day. I want to share it with our viewing audience tonight. There will be no delay. Hallelujah. Thank God for my bishop tonight speaking this word of the Lord into us on earlier today. Hallelujah. There will be no delay. No delay. So we give God praise. We give God glory. We give God honor for this. Now, if you've been with us for any length of time, we've walked you through the book of Genesis, or the first three chapters of the book of Genesis. The third chapter, the verse number 8 says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. It's very important for you to understand the setting, the time, in the cool of the day. And the Bible says, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Again, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the Bible says, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God amongst the trees in the garden. I need you to understand something about this particular passage of scripture. Number one, it deals with timing and setting. You can't miss that, because we understand that when after God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into him the ruach, or the life, or a life, making him a living soul, the ruach, the breath of God in our lungs, or the breath of God in mankind, that's the ruach, the creative life-giving breath of God was breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Adam then, after God did that, after the creation of man, he gives him responsibility. He gives him responsibility. But one of the responsibilities that Adam had was the fact that, based upon why, when I want to use the word Adam, I'm using Adam, which literally means mankind. When God creates mankind, he creates mankind for a purpose. That purpose is that we would bring glory to the name of God, that we would bring God glory. We were created to worship God. We understand this. We've been over this multiple times. We were created to worship God. And so then Adam's responsibility that he had was to meet God in the cool of the day. Timing and setting, it means everything. Meeting him in the cool of the day. Why? In the cool of the day, there was, I told you, a great exchange. What was the great exchange? We talked about foreign policy in the kingdom last week. And in this great exchange, because in foreign policy, there is foreign currency, or there is a need for the exchange of currency. So understand this, in this exchange between mankind or creation and the creator, God the Father, listen, there was this great exchange. Adam would meet with God or commune with God in the cool of the day. It was as if, watch this, it was a worshiping experience. There was a communion. Please hear this. They communed. It was as if Adam's worship was a kiss in the face of God. Please hear this. How can you say that? Because understand this, as it were, in that day that God gave Adam the responsibility of naming all of the animals. And the Bible says that everything Adam said or named, God agreed, or it was good. And so because God agreed, it signifies that there was a oneness or a unity in the cool of the day. Adam was one with God. In other words, he was synchronized. He was synced up, watch this, to the will of God, the heartbeat of God, or the purpose of God for mankind in the earth, so that God agreed with what Adam called a thing. Are you hearing this? You following this up until this point? And so here it is. On this particular day, in chapter number 3, verse number 8, Adam is missing from the presence of God. Wait a minute. The cool of the day was the setting of the time that God would commune with Adam and Eve. The Bible says that Adam and Eve on this day hid themselves from, watch this, the presence of God, of the Lord God, and amongst the trees of the garden. And we understand that they begin to knit fig leaves together, creating their own covering, which was an error, because God was to be their covering. I'm going somewhere tonight to let you know there will be no delay. There will be no delay. I need you to type that in all caps tonight if you agree. And you're in a season of your life where you are in a season of expectancy, and you are expecting God, my God, to do something. You're expecting God to manifest some things that you have petitioned before him. And you believe that not only is this your time, but you believe that you're overdue. You may believe that you've been expecting for quite some time now. I've got good news to tell you that there will be no delay. How do you know? Because I'm going to show you something in scripture. The Bible says this, that in Numbers 23 and 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? Listen, I'm telling you, if God has made you any type of promise, I feel my help now. If God has said anything to you, watch this. We understand that the promises of God, they are yea and amen. So if God has spoken something over your life, spoken something to you, that he's going to do for you. Please hear this. He is not a man. He's not a God. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Listen, as a matter of fact, he's already completed what he said he was going to do. You're just expecting its manifestation to come to into fruition into your life. Anybody listening to me out there tonight, listen to me. But I'm talking about even in this midst of having the capacity of favor, I want to show you the significance of your worship unto God that releases supernatural favor on your life. Adam missed he was absent from the presence of God. Therefore, he was not present for the presence. Did you catch it? I said he was not present for the presence. And so when he was not present for God's presence, he lost the ability to rule or to have dominion in the earth. Are you hearing this? Please don't miss this part. Please don't miss this. And so by the time we get the Psalms 102 and 13, we see and we read about the time of favor. I believe that in the body of Christ, that we're in a season or we're in a time of favor. I do believe that, not just any ordinary time of favor, but I believe that we are in a favor of double favor, of uncommon favor, of release and breakthrough. And I don't know who this is for particularly, but I do know that you will see this, that you will view this. And if this is you, I just need you to come into agreement with what God has already said. I've been telling people for quite some time now, the greatest deficit that man would have in the earth is his inability to agree with God. I'm going to say that one more time. The greatest deficit that man will ever incur in this earth realm is an inability or a failure to agree with God. And I'm telling you, all you need to do is agree. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. All you need to do is agree with God. All you need to do, glory be to God, is agree with God. I'm going somewhere. The Bible says this in Ezekiel chapter number 12, verse 28. It is outlined that there will be no delay. That rang in my spirit today. That rang in my nor, because I am one who have been in expectancy, and I'm yet expecting to see something magnanimous that God has told me he shall do. I'm expecting, oh God, for God to reveal the very thing in this season, in this hour, that he said or that he has purposed under heaven. And so when we read Psalms 102 and 13, it says, thou shalt arise, change in posture. Number one, don't miss it. And have mercy upon Zion, for the time of favor, yea, the set time has come. If God's going to change his posture, why don't you think your posture must change? If God is going to change his posture and arise and have mercy upon Zion because of the time of favor, then beloved, I'm telling you, oh God, not only will your position, but your posture and your place will change. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this tonight? Okay, so then we cannot remain at a deficit for our inability or our choice to not agree with God's word. What do you mean, Apostle? What are you talking about? Of course we will agree. Of course I agree with God's word. Well, I'm saying that for this reason and this reason only. When we read in scripture that God has said that he has made us the head and not the tail, that we are blessed in our going and blessed in our coming, that we're blessed in the city, that we're blessed in the field, that we should be above only and not beneath, why is it that when circumstances occur, we take a different posture? Well, watch this. We take a different position with what we say. I'm going to prove it to you. Go to the book of Ezekiel. I'm going to prove it to you. Go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 12. I'm going to show you this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to show you this out of the word of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Notice what he says. He says, look at the 21st verse, Ezekiel 12:21. It says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, I'm reading out of the NIV. What is this proverb you have in the land of Israel? The days go by and every vision comes to nothing. Say to them, this is what Sovereign Lord says. I'm going to put an end to this proverb that there will be, oh God, oh watch this, no longer in quote in Israel. Say to them, the days are near when every vision, glory be to God, will be fulfilled. Do you see that in your Bible? I see it in mine. For there will be, watch this, for there will be no more false visions or flattering divinations among the people of Israel. But I, the Lord, will speak what I will, and it shall be fulfilled. For in your days, you rebellious people, I, watch this, will fulfill whatever I say, declares the Sovereign Lord. Now, I need you to run over to Jeremiah chapter number 3. Number one, watch this. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter number one. Jeremiah chapter number one. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah chapter number one. Are you there? Mm-hmm. Look at verse number 10. Jeremiah 1 and 10 says, see today, I'm reading out of NIV, I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to do what? To uproot, to tear down, to destroy, and to overthrow, to build, and to plant. Watch this. Verse 11 says, the word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? He says, I see a branch of an almond tree. He replied, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly. For I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. In other words, I hasten my word to perform it. Mm. The word of the Lord came to me, say, what do you see again? He said, I see a pot boiling. He answered, it is tilting toward us from the north. Watch this. The Lord said it to me, from the north, disaster will be poured out on all who, watch this, live in the land. He says, I am about, watch this, to summon all the people of the northern kingdom, declares the Lord, that their kings come to set up their thrones into entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all her surrounding walls and against all her torn towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me in burning incense to other gods. And watch this, in worshiping what their hands have made. So what is happening in the garden? Adam and Eve, hear the voice of God. Watch this. Walking in the garden, and they are hiding themselves. Watch this. Amongst the fig trees, the Bible says that they have now taken the leaves of the fig trees and they begin to clothe themselves. They, watch this, have halted their worship to God. And now, watch this, they are taking something that does not have the authority or the legal authority or the sanctioning of God's consent to bring a covering to what, watch this, to themselves. So they manufacture their own covering because they missed a set time of worship. I came to tell somebody today who's listening to me, who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. They missed worship unto God. And they end up manufacturing a covering. I'm telling you, it's a false covering. And I'm telling you that there is in this hour not only a time of favor, but there is also a time of exposure. I ain't gonna get too much help right there, I don't believe, but I pray you got listening ears tonight, because you got to understand that there has got to be a shifting. If God shifted his posture, then that in the earth must shift also. You have to come into a proper alignment with God. Watch this, to receive the poor. Watch this. God came walking in the garden, the voice of God walking in the garden, and they are missing from the set time of communion with the Father. And they find themselves hid amongst the fig trees, covering themselves, manufacturing their own covering because they have not heard, oh God, from the authentic voice of God the Father. And so they become open to other voices. I'm telling you that in this hour, this time of favor, you've got to be very, very, very cautious, very disciplined, and very discerning. I'm telling you that you do not give an ear ear to strange voices, because God, oh God, feel my help, Jesus. God will raise up a voice among chatter. Oh God, and he will, oh God, oh God, he will release a sound over the noise. I'm telling you tonight, but it's going to require obedience. There it is, obedience. It is that of obedience. Watch this. Watch this. Obedience unto God that brings alignment. Watch this, to the will of God. Are you hearing this? It is our obedience to God that brings us in alignment to the will of God. And so when he asks Jeremiah in chapter number one of Jeremiah, what do you see? The Bible then says that Jeremiah, he replied what he saw, but then he began to speak. Please hear this. Please hear this. He begins to see a thing and explain what it is that he saw. And what he saw, the Bible says that God said, you see correctly. I'm going to say it again. I don't want you to miss it. He saw and he spoke. I'm telling you, the Bible says he saw and then he spoke. What did he speak? He spoke what he saw. But what is it that he saw? He saw correctly. He saw as he saw it from a perspective, oh God, that was in alignment with what God wanted him to see. I'm telling you, in other words, what he saw, he didn't call it something else, or he didn't see something other than what God had purposed for him to see. I'm telling you today, hallelujah, that you cannot be deceived by what you see and then give what you see incorrectly power to live. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How is that possible? What you say, death and life lies in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You got to understand, you've got to see correctly in this hour so that your speech will be correct. Are you hearing this? Do I have any help in this room tonight? Anybody with me tonight? Listen. This is the time to perfect your discernment and not your performance. I wish I had you. Come here. I said, this is the time to perfect your discernment and not your performance. Oh God, we need to be present for worship unto God, so that in the exchange we see as God sees. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. So that we don't speak differently in this time of favor. I'm telling you, God is saying the hour is upon us. I heard this so clear today. I heard God say the hour is now upon us. Please understand this. The hour is upon us. And you must understand that it is a pivotal point, a pivotal time. And it is also crucial that you understand that your footing, please hear this, must be in the place God sets. Oh God, help me here. So that, watch this, you are present, hallelujah, for what he's about to release. Oh God, help me. Help me. He says it in Psalms 102, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the set time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. It is upon you. Watch this, to be favored of God. I'm going to say that again. I said, it is upon you to be favored of God. It is upon you to be favored of God. It is very crucial that, watch this, that you be mindful of what you allow to part your lips. I know this is God's will tonight. Please hear this. That you do not understand. Watch this. That you do not miss. Watch this. This season or this timing. In a season of outpour. Watch this. It is imperative now. Hear me now. It is imperative that you be synced and synchronized, oh God, to the will of the Father, so that you see clearly, so that your speech, oh God, is clearly. How do I get to that point? I'm glad you asked. That point, watch this, it's made when you bring your heart to the altar. Woo! of God, your pure worship unto the Father. Watch this, positions you for supernatural favor. As long as Adam was present for God's presence, they didn't lack anything. As long as Adam, watch this, was present for God's presence, they didn't have, they had complete soteria. There was nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. I'm telling you that you are in an hour, please hear this, beloved, where life has dealt some of you this hand, and the hand that you have been dealt, my God, you it's almost as if the enemy would have had his way, it would have taken you out. It would have robbed you of some promises that God has in store for you. If the enemy would have had his way, please hear me by the Spirit of grace. The things that God, watch this, permitted the enemy to tempt you with, watch this, and because of your faithfulness unto God, God stayed the hand of the adversary. Watch this. And because of your faithfulness, hear this, God will reward faithfulness. He always rewards faithfulness. But I want to make this point to you, beloved, so that you understand clearly the time and the season that you're in. I do believe that we're in a time of supernatural favor. I also believe that it is also a critical time that you cannot allow just anything to part out of your lips. Please hear this. Please hear what I'm telling you tonight, but because I'm hearing this from the throne room of God. Listen to this. The Bible says, Jeremiah, he saw and then he spoke. Please hear this. Some of the things that God has purposed, has birthed on the inside of you. Please hear this. You have seen it. You have caught glimpses of it. It is a burning within you that you cannot shake. And you know that it is the vision of God. You know that God is birthing something in you. Well, here comes life just happening. Life is happening, and you have this promise. You have this dream birth brewing on the inside of you. You have even the promises of God that He has spoken over your life. And I'm telling you that life, when life happens, life, if you're not careful, because of situations and circumstance, they will come. Watch this, to rob you of your time. Watch this, of worship. It will rob you if you're not careful, by causing you to be busy being concerned with other things, missing your time in the presence. Please hear this. You cannot allow anything, watch this, to detour you from God's presence. I'm telling you, there was a set time in the cool of the day in the garden where Adam would meet with God, would commune with God. Well, I'm telling you, you can't afford, beloved, to allow anything to rob you of your set time of communion with God the Father. Listen, and the Bible says, as this was happening, there was no lack in their lives. There was no lack in their lives. There was no, glory be to God. I honestly believe, wholeheartedly, had they been present.
Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. For more information about us, tap or click ShondoCenter.org. That's www.shondocenter.org. If you'd like to reach out to us, leave a comment for prayer,
or just to let us know how we're doing,
email us at jbvpositiveradio@gmail.com. That's jbvpositiveradio@gmail.com. We thank you again so much for tuning in. And remember, love isn't love until you give it away. God bless you.